Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and I'm recording at 10:46 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in what was a very sunny day in London earlier on. Okay. Now, plenty of volatility still in these markets, but more of it to the upside rather than the panicky sell-offs that we had been seeing since the 2nd of January. So, starting in the Asia-Pacific region, Japan, modestly higher. We're talking about basically a quarter of a percent to a little more. But remember, that had that huge gain yesterday, so at least it's some upside follow-through. Now, today, the mainland China indices were clearly firmer. The Shanghai Composite Index is up over 3.25%, taking it back up to 2,836, I should say. And the Hong Kong indices were firm as well, particularly the H shares, up over 2%. Rest of the Chinese region or nearby states, quite firm. Also, Australia, quite firm. The only downside move here today in the Asia-Pacific region occurred in India, losing 1.5% for the Sensex 30 index. Their softening currency may be a factor there for some of the for some international investors. Okay, looking at the European indices, they ranged around a little bit into profit, but then mostly lost it and ended with modest declines. German DAX index down 0.75%. That looks like the biggest decline. That is the biggest decline overall. Euro Stoxx 50. Down a little under 0.5%. The UK index did better. Some of those commodity shares extending their rallies. That was up 0.75% on the day. But the other European indices all show small losses. Wall Street didn't do badly. Remember, it was closed yesterday for President's Day, President Lincoln for the most part. And the Dow up 1.4%, the S&P up more, 1.65%, and the NASDAQ Composite up over 2.25%. That is a good sign overall, suggesting that we're likely to see some additional upside follow through during this technical rally in response to a deeply oversold condition. Canada up 1.4% as well. It's good gain. Brazil up over 2%. So not too bad a day for stock markets overall. Government bonds, well, the U.S. Treasuries rallied a little further from those incredibly depressed levels, but they're still at a very low 1.77%. That just shows how little confidence there is generally in the global economy. 1.77% after reaching almost 1.8% earlier in the day. The VIX index slipped a little bit to 24.11, but that's still a nervous, somewhat nervous reading, but less so than we've seen for most of the last few weeks. And what I note here overall, though, is that and what I don't like to see is that corporate bonds are quite weak in this environment overall. Have a look. Credit Suisse index for corporate bonds, which Owens posted today in his copy, that has rolled over and definitely has top formation characteristics. That's certainly a concern in here. So what about all these stock markets? Well, I think the technical rally will go somewhat further, but it's going to be rallying towards declining 200-day moving averages and above that rather significant top formations overall. So I would be surprised to see this turn into more than a decent technical rally, limited by overhead resistance. Too much uncertainty, I think, just generally in here for investors. Buyers are extremely nervous here overall, and too much uncertainty. Okay. Elsewhere, the dollar index, well, it had a good day yesterday, and it's had another good day in here today, up almost a full point. It's at 96.898. So we're closing in on 97. That's still well below the dangerous level of over 100, but I would prefer to see this dollar index down really in the low 90 region. And well, we had a very brief move under the 95 level, and that's been reversed over the last couple of days. So again, if that pushes much higher, that will be begging or calling for some additional intervention. Will we see that? Well, I think we probably would, and we would certainly need to, I believe. Now, other markets here, crude oil. What happened is we had the announcement of an agreement by Saudi Arabia and Russia that they were not going to actually increase production. Now, the announcement first that we were going to have an announcement, if you will, and that something had happened involving Russia and South and Saudi Arabia, that pushed oil prices higher, pushed the Brent, for instance, up to 35.55. But the moment the news came out saying that they weren't going to increase production. Production's already at a record. They're going flat out here. That weighed on the market, and as a result, it came all the way down. It's trading after hours here at 32.33 after 35.55, and the WTI. Crude had rallied up to 31.53, but is now at 29.04. That's down 40 cents. The Brent that I just mentioned is down $1.06 here overall. Now, will we go down and challenge the lows? Well, it's certainly not beyond the bounds of possibilities here, but I think people might well be overreacting just a little bit. I think the fact that the Saudis and the Russians have actually agreed on anything together is a positive sign. I was concerned, and plenty of other people were concerned, about how would the Saudis get OPEC back together, and not to mention bringing in Russia, and when there had been so much animosity over the current policies. So I regarded that meeting as an encouraging sign, and it was very much indicated that was the first of what are likely to be several steps. So what I think we will see is over the next few weeks and months is some additional announcements, partly in response to and depending on what the oil prices actually do. But at the bottom line is oil producers definitely need higher prices. And they're not going to get higher prices quickly enough if they sit around twiddling their thumbs and waiting for demand to actually pick up. Demand has picked up, but supply is always the key variable here overall, and we're getting record amounts of crude oil production. So we are going to have to see an agreement on some cutbacks. And I expect that to occur, but I don't know, and nor does anyone else know, whether it's going to occur quickly or over the next few months or closer to the end of the year. And I think that while crude oil is weak, that's still a drag on the global stock market scene here overall, because it just revives deflation fears and tells people that the economy is weak. I think people are overreacting, or that the global economy is weak. I think investors looking at stock markets have overreacted or unduly alarmed. But again, I don't like the top formations overhead. They are quite significant. I don't like the underperformance of bank shares. That's always worrying. And I don't like the weakness that we're seeing in corporate bonds here. So this is going to remain a testing period, I feel, for a while longer. But in the very short term, looks like we should get an additional technical rally by Western indices, at least. Okay, and then among commodities, in addition to crude oil, precious metals. Well, they had mostly fallen yesterday, but the firmer dollar note and the stronger stock markets kept them soft. Palladium, $509 and change. The silver market has fallen back to $15.33. Platinum has slipped to 937 and change. Gold bullion is down to $1,201 and change. Among agricultural commodities, the ones that I can see on my screen, lower for sugar, lower for coffee, a little bit steadier for soybeans, corn, wheat, and rough rice. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.